What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Other Side of the Firewall podcast, where we talk about the latest and greatest in cybersecurity news, as well as we highlight those movers and shakers and glass ceiling breakers, those people of color who made it to the other side of the proverbial firewall. My name is Ryan Williams, and I am by myself this week. So definitely continue to tune in. Monday, Tuesday are our topics. Wednesday, discussion. Thursdays, Ask a CISP, where I'll have on Alan Wesley. So I will be accompanied by somebody. And then we actually do answer a question from the audience. So it's pretty cool. Ask a CISP actually answered a question on Ask a CISP with two CISPs this time. And then Fridays, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. And I'll give you a hint. I'm playing Helldivers 2. I'm playing Final Fantasy VII Rebirth, and I'm watching Shogun. So that'll be pretty much what I'm going to talk about. And then again, these episodes will be a little bit shorter, a little bit more concise. I'm trying something new. So that way, when I don't have a co-host due to scheduling conflicts, I still have episodes to put up, because typically I'll just take a week off and I want to stay consistent. So with that being said, when I'm by myself, the format will slightly change. I got a teleprompter. I'm going to be reading off of that guy. And then ChatGPT helped me summarize my notes. So using AI already, right? It's taking our jobs. So this episode is about an article that I took down from TechCrunch. So the name of the article is "A Government Watchdog Hacked a U.S. Federal Agency to Stress Test Its Cloud Security." So here are my key takeaways. So the U.S. Department of the Interior's Office of the Inspector General, so OIG, conducted a security test on the department's cloud infrastructure to assess its vulnerability to cyber threats. This test involved creating fake personal data to mimic a real-world attack scenario. So pretty cool stuff. The testing methodology. So the OIG utilized an online tool called Mockaroo. So that's pretty funny, Mockaroo. To generate fake personal data that appeared legitimate to the department's security systems, they then simulated a sophisticated threat actor within the department's cloud infrastructure or environment and attempted to exfiltrate data using well-known techniques. Despite conducting over 100 tests, the department's cybersecurity defenses failed to detect or prevent any of the simulated attacks. This failure highlights significant weaknesses in department security measures and practices, potentially exposing sensitive personal information of tens of thousands of federal employees to unauthorized access. The recommendations for improvement. So the OIG report recommends improvements to the department's security measures to prevent future breaches. While it may be challenging to stop a well-resourced adversary from infiltrating the system, implementing stronger defenses could mitigate the risk of data exfiltration. So they basically did a simulation of fake data put in their cloud environment and are able to breach their systems and exfiltrate that data 100 times. So they were 100% able to break in and steal the data. So you might say, well, that is terrible, which you wouldn't be far off. But no, it's good. So to do these scenarios, right, the kind of the capture the flag type situation, a red teaming scenario, and be able to actually break in and take the data will boost their defenses greatly, right? So they know for matter of fact what weaknesses they have now, and then how to then circumvent them, mitigate them, reduce their footprint, and maybe even eradicate most of them. So 100 out of 100 is not that great. It shows the red team is very proficient. However, it does show that there is work to be done. So it's important to note that the security test was conducted by the OIG in a controlled environment and not by an actual malicious hacking group. This provides the Department of Interior with an opportunity to enhance its security systems and defenses based on the test findings. So pretty much what I said. Thanks, ChatGPT. The OIG has previously conducted security assessments on the department systems, including stress testing employee passwords. These efforts demonstrate an ongoing commitment to identify and addressing security vulnerabilities within the department. So overall, the article underscores the importance of robust security measures, particularly in government agencies responsible for managing sensitive data. Absolutely. So again, I think that this test was a success. So they were able to, again, determine what vulnerabilities a well-resourced ransomware group or hacking gang or whatever you want to call them, a cabal of hackers would be able to do if they had the right reconnaissance, the right resources and money, the right tools and the right training. They're able to breach the system 100 out of 100 times. So now they take all this robust data they've gathered about what could be done to their systems to then improve them, as opposed to just waiting to be infiltrated. So again, I think this was a success. I believe that this shows that their red team is on point. They're really good at their job. And then out of this will come better defenses for our cloud infrastructure when it comes to government. And perhaps on the offensive side, they've gathered new tools and training that they can use on our adversaries. So all around the board is a good scenario, and I'm glad to see it happening. So definitely continue to tune in throughout the week. Again, Monday and Tuesday are topics, Wednesday discussion. Thursdays, Ask Us SP, I'll have on Alan Wesley's really good episode. And then Fridays, everything else, movies, books, games, all that good stuff. And look for my co-host to return next week. So I won't be by myself. And you won't have to just hear my voice, which I hear is like a mixture between Fergie and Jesus. That's a quote from Step Brothers. So it's a terrible joke. So definitely continue to tune in. Again, Monday, Tuesday, our topics, Wednesday discussion. Thursdays, Ask Us SP. Fridays, everything else. Hit up all the websites that go by our name. You can hit me up personally. I'm at RyRy Security Guy. That's RYRY Security Guy. You can find me on Clubhouse, LinkedIn, Twitter, IG, Threads. And that's about it. And then you can find Chris Abacon. He is Chris A. Bacon on LinkedIn. Stay safe. Stay secure.